And good morning. Welcome back to your work week. That weekend just went by, as I said earlier in our newscast, it went by way too fast, but the weather was relatively good, and now you've heard the weather cast that we've had. Not too exciting the rest of the week. But nonetheless, Monday, you got to get back in the motion of things, and we're starting things off on In Focus this week with a lot of fun guests, because we are going to be talking about a little production called Oklahoma. Oh yeah, we got some expressive faces already in here, because we got some of the cast members from the Columbian Theater in Wamigo's production of Oklahoma, and we have Sarah Gaynor, right, I wasn't sure if I had that spelled right, Gaynor, Joseph Disberger, Daniel Myers Bowman, and we also have in studio Jenny Poppy, the director of Oklahoma, who may chime in from time to time. We'll see, but how's everybody doing?
Great.
Pretty good.
Doing well.
All right, we got, like I said, Sarah, you play Lori, Joseph, you play Will Parker,
yeah.
Daniel, we got, you play Curly, and you're also the music director.
That's right.
I guess whoever wants to start things off, I guess just talk about this production, maybe just remind us, most importantly, when is your production, the times and all that good stuff, and for those, and I'm sure it's hard to find people that aren't too, that are unfamiliar with Oklahoma, but in case there are some, maybe tell us a little bit about the play. Whoever wants to start.
Me? Okay.
Yeah, everybody goes to Sarah.
Okay, so we have Oklahoma. Obviously, it's set in Oklahoma. Clue.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. main character Lori is interested in our male character, Curly. All right, and they have a little bit of tension there, kind of back and forth with their love life. And then you have secondary characters, and that's going to be Will Parker and Ado Annie, and they kind of have the comedic side. So the more serious romantic side is probably Curly and Lori, and then you have the comedy, which is coming from Will and Ado Annie.
And Joseph, maybe you can tell us, so when is this production?
This production starts this Friday. It starts the 23rd through the 25th, and the next two weekends after that. It starts Friday, Saturday at 7, and then on Sunday it starts at 2.
And tickets still available? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. I think.
Yep, there are plenty of seats available.
Thanks, Jenny.
There we go. And Daniel, you're Curly, and you're also the music director of this production.
Yeah, that's
I guess
right.
One, maybe if you want to talk about your character a little bit, and then just as music director, one of the most well-known musicals in theater. I guess talk about that challenge of doing something that's well-known but still adding your own spin on it.
Yeah, so the character of Curly is he's a cowboy, and he has he's took a shine to Lori.
And he took a shine.
He took a shine. Nice, well, so he's he spends a lot of his time trying to figure out how to best get in her good graces, and a lot of the interactions between them throughout the show are having different types of dynamics and exploring that relationship between a man and a woman in the South at the turn of the century, 1900. As for doing something new or keeping it modern, we will have live musicians in the pit, and we don't. It's the type of the score itself is really fun, and it really doesn't have a lot of need for us to throw a lot of our own stuff into it. You know, it's the music people know and love, and we're gonna try and recreate it the best we can.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. Right?
Exactly.
And whoever wants to chime in on it, just talk about the way the production's gone so far. When was the first rehearsal for this? When did this process start?
We started pretty much right at the beginning of January. We actually auditioned people before they left to go on holiday vacations. And then we start with music rehearsals, with the rehearsal process. So we spent the first week or so just learning the music with the cast, learning all the big chorus songs, working with the soloists to make sure that all of their music is learned, so that once we start staging the show, like with choreography and blocking, that people know what they're supposed to be singing.
And I'm sure that a lot of you probably had some past theater experience, maybe some play experience, or maybe this is a first production. Who knows? I guess if you just want to kind of go down the line and share your theater experience before this.
Well, I recently just did a show with both Jenny and Daniel, and it was High School Musical. So I'm glad to be working with them again.
Going to a very modern musical.
She's thinking, no, you're not. So I'm used to working with them, so I kind of know how they work. So it's kind of nice.
I'm sure that helps with rehearsals and the production.
Yeah, I kind of just perform all year long, which can get tiring. But my most recent show with all of them was also High School Musical. You all were there. This is like a family reunion, huh, guys? And so, yeah, it is kind of a weird change going from, you know, High School Musical, high school life to Oklahoma. And it's completely different.
Much different time. Much different time. Daniel, your experience?
You know, I've been performing since I was a kid. I was lucky enough to go to Theodore Roosevelt Elementary in Manhattan. And I had a teacher, Roger Gibson, who he went to a workshop in New York a couple decades ago, and where he learned to help write and produce operas with elementary age kids. And so when I was, I think, 10 years old, fourth grade, I was very lucky and was in his class, and we got to completely from scratch write, compose, and perform and totally produce an original opera. And ever since then, I really had the bug for theater. So I've been doing school plays and in high school and all through college.
Brady Bowman here with some cast members from the production of Oklahoma at the Columbia Theater in Wamego. Starts off this weekend. And whoever wants to answer this question when looking at this play, first, based off a 1931 play, it's been around quite a while. Whoever wants to answer this question, what is it about this production that has had the staying power that it's had for so long?
Yeah, you know, Oklahoma is just one of those golden era musicals that has all of the fun dancing and singing that we expect from something that came out in the 1950s. Oklahoma's kind of a fun musical because we get to have that country feel to it, so it's very athletic. The music is very memorable, and people just love it. You know, it's kind of a funny show. I'll just talk a little bit about the character of Judd. It's always the problem character in the musical because we have this guy who, you know, is mentally unstable, who takes a shine to Lori, and there's this kind of face-off between the characters of Judd and Curly. And we end up having a scene in which Curly essentially tries to get Judd to kill himself so that he's out of the picture. And so
real lighthearted moment.
Yes, you know, it's kind of weird that that's a part of the show, but I think that's because it's based off of this play, and the play was a lot more serious than the musical is. And so I think the musical just kind of tried to find a way to gloss over that character. So in our show, we've really tried to humanize the character of Judd, but also to make Curly not as much of a jerk as he could be in another production.
You know, one thing about theater productions and rehearsals and everything you got to do to prepare is that there's always discoveries kind of made on the way, right? As for your own character, about the play in general. And I see a lot of shaking heads here in the studio when I say that. If anyone wants to share some of the discoveries they've made about either their character or about the play in general.
My character.
And remind people of your character?
Yeah, I'm Will Parker. He's kind of like the comedic relief in a way. He's also, you know, big dancer dude. He's kind of like a hotshot in a way, but he doesn't really realize it. But he's a really genuine guy, and to find the character, I kind of had to look for him inside myself, because there's always a part of you in those characters you play. And then sometimes I like to find other characters that relate to that character, and I actually go to Jim Carrey for a lot of that stuff, and I went to Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
Lloyd Christmas, yeah.
And so I was like, that's who Will Parker is, maybe, just a little bit, just a little bit. He's just honest guy.
Meaning well.
Yeah, he means well, yeah. And other times he goes a little far, but, you know, he's pretty cool.
We were lucky enough to pretty much find Will Parker incarnate in Joseph Disberg.
So. Yep. I just kind of happened to be there.
Unlock him. You just got to unlock him. Sarah, maybe some discoveries about your character, Lori.
Well, originally I was going for a different part when I auditioned because I hadn't really seen the movie. I watched it, parts of it, and I always didn't like Lori. But once I got that part and started reading the script, I thought, okay, she's actually kind of a more challenging character, and I'm glad I got her. She's just really emotional. She's a roller coaster ride of emotions throughout the show, and it's hard going back and forth between those emotions with the right degree. So that was kind of what I...
What character were you going for?
I was actually going for Ado Annie.
Really?
It's easier for me to do comedy than drama, and yeah, that's why I wanted Ado Annie. So,
so when you were told what part you did get, well, I guess what was your like first reaction?
So actually, the girl that got Ado Annie texted me, and she texted me congratulations. And so I immediately thought I got the part of Ado Annie, and then I look at the cast list, and my first reaction was no. But I'm really, really glad that I got that part instead of Ado Annie because it's just challenging me so much more. So
and that's what you need to do. You got to challenge yourself. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the Hour of In Focus. We'll come back and we'll talk more about Oklahoma with the cast of Oklahoma here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.